Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Cott. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Now, as you know, a lot of these bonus podcasts are devoted to our intense love affair with music that cannot be circumscribed by a 60-minute radio show every week. We need more time to talk about the records we love, and especially deep dives into stuff that has influenced us or cropped up once again to make us realize how important it was in our lives.
You never know what's going to inspire us.
Yeah, absolutely not. So, Jim, give us a little bit of a hint about what you're going to take to the Desert Island Jukebox this week.
I am really excited about this one, Greg. It has two joint inspirations. One is the veteran, irascible, but often insightful West Coast rock critic Chris Morris brought this artist to my renewed attention. And the other was one of the cheesiest shows ever, but one that I loved every minute of. Money Heist, a Spanish caper flick on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, so talk about disparate influences for this song selection. Money Heist and Chris Morris.
Needless to say, I am intrigued. We're going to be back in a minute with that on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, Jim, we're back. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Greg, you know, so what inspires us? Sometimes there's a news peg. Sometimes it's just a song that we caught a snippet of on a soundtrack. Oh, man, that was such a great song. I've got to talk about that again. I read a post by Chris Morris, longtime West Coast rock critic. You and I would hang with him for years at South by Southwest, saying he'd been on a deep dive into the Nick Cave collection. We're all Nick Cave fans. And it made him reconsider the short, sad career of of Anita Lane. Anita, like Cave, was a native of Australia. She began playing with Cave in his earliest days with Boys Next Door, which eventually kind of transmogrified into The Birthday Party, mm-hmm. and then The Bad Seeds. Cave, of course, is a sucker for that Beauty and the Beast combination of his gruff vocals, right? And the heavenly angelic female duet partner. She was his romantic partner for some time. She was a co-songwriter, a fine, fine singer and songwriter on her own, tied into that whole Bad Seeds crew. In fact, I think the way she met Cave was she went to school in Australia with Mick Harvey, and then she made two solo albums, only two in a 30 or 40 year career. Dirty Pearl in 1993 and Sex O'Clock in 2001. You know, Chris Morris reminded me of Anita Lane. I was vaguely aware of Nick Cave's like first duet partner long before PJ Harvey and all the other women who've shared the stage with him. And I didn't know she had two solo albums. They're both great. As Chris wrote, think of them in terms of lust, pain, sexual revenge, all central to her musical palette. She's like Marianne Faithfull's antipodean cousin.
Wow.
Antipodean meaning down under, I think, right? All right. So I fell in love instantly with both of these albums. When I haven't been listening to albums to review the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to Dirty Pearl and Sex O'Clock. They are amazing. Think too, Serge Gainsbourg and his various duet partners and, you know, just great stuff. Now, Bella Ciao is the song I'm going to play. Do you know this song?
No, I don't.
All right, in Money Heist, that great scene where these crazy Spanish thieves, master thieves, are going to, first they rob the Bank of Spain, and then they rob the Mint. This series went on a little too long past its prime, but it was so great, these characters. They are vaguely Marxist thieves who are sticking it to the man.
Right.
They wouldn't rob from citizens, but they will rob from the state. And at one point, they're gearing themselves up for their biggest heist ever, and they sing Bella Ciao, which is a song that dates from the 1800s and the land of my people, Italy, all right? It was a protest song in the fields of northern Italy for the peasants who were being virtually worked to death, but it became something much more during World War II when the Italian resistance adopted this song as the anti-fascist anthem. And it spread from Italy to all of Europe. Wherever the people were fighting the forces of fascism, Bella Ciao was being sung, sometimes badly, always in Italian, sometimes martyred Italian, as in Money Heist, the Spaniard singing Bella Ciao. What does it mean? Goodbye, beautiful. It means that you are willing to die for your righteous cause, is essentially what the song is about. And Anita Lane singing this, it just brings a beauty and sadness that underscores what is sometimes a rousing anthem and sometimes a song of I bid you farewell. I know I'm going to die because I have no odds against the fascist war machine. You must also know now, I'm thinking of the relevance of this song to the brave people of Ukraine.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the anti-fascist anthem. Bella Ciao, as rendered by the great Anita Lane, who died last year, well before her time, at age 61. Anita Lane's Bella Ciao from the Sex O'Clock album.
Take me from this place. Oh, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, 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 partisan. Take me from this place because I feel I'm dying.
You know, Greg, no matter how many decades we are doing this show and listening to and loving and reading and collecting music, I mean, it's like, how did I miss Anita Lane?
You can go in any direction. You can go forward, present, past, and still find something incredible, right?
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. Next week, we're going to get a great record that we love. And 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, we're going to find something like, how did I miss this?
I know. Well, we only have 2 years, and there's only 24 hours in the day. That's it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts, start a conversation on our Facebook group. Leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.